What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live. What is it, Thursday? It's Thursday afternoon. Saying hi to you fine folks here on YouTube after listening to Matt LaFleur, watching tweets from practice, now settling into chat packers with all you fine folks. Jack, thanks for jumping on the chat. Zach, hello. Ismail, hi from D.C. Nags, Kiki finally going to play? It sounds like it's a possibility. I know LaFleur mentioned that they like Fadal Brown's experience, but sure sounds like Kiki's getting close to cracking the game day active lineup. Jack, what matchup are you paying most attention to on Sunday? It's got to be wherever Von Miller is. The Packers have given up, are tied for the most sacks given up on third down so far through two games. Von Miller, that's where he makes his living. And I know he hasn't gotten to the quarterback yet this year, or not with any regularity anyway. But hey, Von Miller is always a problem. I don't care if you've got three-time All-Pro David Bakhtiari or Brian Bulaga, who's playing outstanding football out there on the edges. Miller's always going to be an issue. Riley Pence, thank you for the super chat. Thanks very much. Just got my first tickets from Ticket King. Pumped for Lambeau in November. Buddy, thanks for checking out Cheesehead TV, and thanks for supporting us via Ticket King. They do great stuff, as anyone can attest who's been with us for the summer into the regular season. Ticket King's been around since 1992. They're located right across from Lambeau Field. They got all your Packer ticket needs taken care of. Check them out, just like Homeboy here. Porkmaster, what's up? You made it. You're not asleep. Cheesehead TV Spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. P.S. Des dropped it. I love it. Thank you, Porkmaster. Thanks for checking in. And hey, talked about it on transplants. I just talked about it on the radio. I mean, I'm ready to move on from Dez if everyone else is. But I get that not everybody will be. But hey, I'm scum, apparently, according to Dez Bryant. It's all good. Luke, thank you for the super chat. Sixth-round pick for Davis is a nice haul, no? I thought so. And I know it's a round later than what he was selected in, but given the fact that he's been in the league for a number of years and hasn't been able to exactly stay healthy, clearly had a bunch of injury issues last year, and he's coming off a pretty poor game against Minnesota. I mean, I think getting a six for him while picking up your possible next kick returner on waivers the day before, that's good business by Ryan Gutekunst in my book. Big Bob Tanyan dot time, Josh, I hope so. I mean, signs definitely point that way with Jimmy Graham dealing with his groin injury, did not participate yesterday. We saw him via team video doing some light drill work today. Who knows what kind of participant he was when they were in team stuff. But if Graham is unable to go or is limited, I would think we'd see a lot more Bob Tanyan. We certainly saw a lot of him early on in camp and in the preseason, but his usage has certainly been limited since the start of the regular season. But I'm hoping we see a lot more of him on Sunday against Denver. What is our overall? What is your overall opinion of the Broncos' offense and defense? Well, I think the offense has got a lot of talented pieces, but I think Flacco's best years are obviously behind him. He's a stationary target for the defensive front. They can certainly make life interesting with Sanders and Lindsay at the back. But for the most part, I think the defense for Green Bay matches up pretty darn well. And I think, you know, if they can, to quote Tremont Williams on Trubisky, if they can make Flacco play quarterback, they should easily take care of the Broncos' offense. On the defensive side of the ball, they're still a problem. And I know a lot has been made about how Miller hasn't exactly lit it up getting to the quarterback. Neither has their entire defense, really, especially when they're getting flags for ridiculous roughing the quarterback penalties, like at the end of that Bears game. But very talented. You got Chris Harris there, one of the best corners in the league. I do think the Packers will move the ball. I don't think they're going to score a ton of points, but I think they'll score enough points to win. Mike, howdy, Nags. Thanks for the super chat. Watch tape with Trey Smith. Kid can fly. Think we might have got something with him. Yeah, I think they'll definitely use him at returner, at least initially, on kick returns, not punt returns. Although LaFleur did say he wouldn't hesitate to put him back there. I think if Shepard is able to go, I know he's been dealing with his hammy, but if he's able to go, I would think they would put Shepard at punt returner, which is something we saw him do throughout the summer. But yeah, I think Smith could definitely be out there on kickoff return and punt coverage. He's been used a lot in Kansas City on coverage units. I think the Packers wouldn't hesitate to put him out there for that as well. Ooh, Travis, controversial question. Is the Milwaukee crowd as loud as the Green Bay crowd? No. Come at me. The Milwaukee crowd has a reputation for being less into it than their Green Bay counterparts, something that some people in that Milwaukee crowd take exception with. But Corey Linsley was on my podcast earlier this year. He very much agreed. He said it's noticeable on the field. All the players sense it. Milwaukee, got to do your part. Great home opener last Sunday. The Milwaukee crowd, the gold package has to rise to the occasion against the Broncos. Could have gotten trade value out of Kaiser with all the QB injuries. I mean, maybe. Best years, i.e. that one season. I don't know what that's in reference to. With Raven Green down, do you think they're in a market for another safety? If so, who do you think is on their radar? I think if they were, they probably would have made a move. I think they'll utilize what they got. We'll see if they bring up Ibrahim Campbell prior to the end of PUP, so to speak, when he's able to be activated. But I think in the meantime, they will most likely, much to my chagrin, probably go to more dime looks with true corners instead of safeties. Maybe on early downs, we'll see more B.J. Goodson, the linebacker. But I don't know if a move will be imminent just yet. I think they'll see what they've got and try and see what they can get out of the people on hand rather than looking outside the building. That said, who knows? News could break right now that they traded for someone. Never really know with Gutekunst. They could trade for Demaryius Randall. That's the comment of the day. Jack asks, did we overpay for Billy Turner? I mean, I think they paid him because they like his versatility, because they expect at some point, most likely, history is your guide, Brian Bulaga is going to go down at some point this year. And if and when that happens, Turner can kick out to right tackle. And I think that, more than anything, is what got Billy Turner paid. Now, did they need to pay him what they paid him? Did they need to pay him right away? Because they did pay him right away in a free agency. That was my only question, was the timing of it. Like, you couldn't wait that one out? Maybe let the price come down a little bit? People were really lining up to sign Billy Turner? Okay. I mean, maybe. But, yeah, did they overpay? Probably. But yeah, they wanted their guy, and they got their guy. That's what they say free agency is about, right? So, given all the other signings that Gutekunst made this past offseason and how effective they've been so far, I'm willing to give him a bit of a mulligan on Turner. I will say, though, these first two games, his play has been a bit disappointing, especially given what they laid out for him. Ismail, thank you for the super chat. Where did our defense get all this swagger from? Oh, lots of places. Jair Alexander, probably the engine of it. Then you bring in the Smiths. They're feeding their energy off of each other. I think Adrian Amos is a veteran presence. And you got Savage, who has taken to things really quickly. He's played every single down. And then Martinez is the glue that keeps it all together. So, yeah, I love it. And it's a perfect mix. And it's the kind of thing that's kind of, you know, you're wondering how it's all going to work. And it's really fun to watch how quickly these guys have gelled. And I'm looking forward to them playing more and more together, because it's only going to get better. Matt, trap game? Not if you listen to Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't believe in trap games. For the last time, it's the Smith boys. They're not brothers. No, Roman, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call foul on you there. We've all decided it's the Smith brothers. Sorry, you're just wrong. I don't really care what you say either. So it's the Smith brothers. Thanks, coach. Is Savage's foot okay? I believe so, Steven. I think the injury he suffered in the Vikings game was a shin injury, and by all accounts, he seems to be good to go for Sunday. Mike, thank you for the super chat. Me and the wife were at Lambeau last week, and I waved at Banky's house. Love the rooftop setup. P.S. Hope Kumaro plays more with Davis gone. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's a fun time at Banky's place. Although, usually when I'm at Banky's place, I'm working, and everyone else is having a good time, but that's all right. There are worse ways to make a living. And as far as Kumaro possibly playing more, that should happen, I would think. Davis was being sprinkled in for a handful of snaps each game. Those should go to Kumaro, who saw a fair number of snaps against the Vikings, but hopefully he sees even more now with Davis's absence. Michael, thank you for the super chat. How does McCarthy feel watching these free agent signings? That's a great question, right? How does Mike McCarthy not sit at home on Sunday watching this defense and go, oh, sure, now, right? King and Alexander are going to be big-time tandem for years to come, assuming they re-sign King and he stays healthy. Ken, that is obviously the trick, but so far, so good. And yes, I agree. There's no denying how much better they are on defense when those two guys are out there. They are a real key. Our defense leads the league in QB pressures with 44. Thank you, Pac-Man Jake. This has been Stats with Pac-Man Jake. Pay KC, Jack, it's only a matter of time. You know, every day, every game, he's making himself more and more expensive. So I believe, yes, Kenny Clark will get paid sooner rather than later. Do you think it's a good thing for the defense that we start the season against shaky offensive teams? I mean, it can't hurt, right? I mean, when you go up against a murderer's row of quarterbacks like Trubisky, Cousins, and now aging anti-elite Flacco, it definitely can't hurt. Help you get your timing down, help you get your rhythm down. The challenges will get tougher. There's no doubt about it, but I like it so far. Portmaster, what's up? Will you play me in Madden? Love you. Hope you're doing well today. Yeah, someday I'm working on something to do because we haven't done Madden challenges this year, as you guys have probably noticed. I'm working on something akin to this where I just play people in Madden every week. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Do you really think EQ's injury really required him going to IR? Seemed like a Ted Thompson stash move, and we'll miss him at some point. I don't think so, Justin. I think his people tried to float the idea that his injury wasn't as bad as maybe it looked, and I do think it was a lot more significant than it was let on being publicly, and I think Gutekunst erred on the side of caution, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a smart thing. It's a long-term investment when you draft these guys. Rather than having him try and come back early from a high ankle sprain, which are notoriously, you know, lingering, difficult to come back from without a full X number of months rest, depending on the severity, I think Gutekunst just decided, hey, it's better to have him for sure next year. Mike, thanks again for the super chat. I will say Jackson's best position is safety. You? I know people, that's a common thing. It's a popular thing. I don't think it's an automatic thing, though. Just because there are physical traits there that would suggest it doesn't mean it's an automatic fit. I'd still like to see him play corner a little bit, which we've barely seen so far. Then we start shipping him off to safety. Let's let him play some downs first. Do you think we'll see more Tanyan or less tight end on the field Sunday? Good question, Julia. I would tend to think we'll see the same amount of two tight end sets, and Tanyan will take the snaps that Jimmy Graham probably won't if he's unable to go. Sorry, guys. Always in contact. I know. I love it. I'm like, oh, is this an important text from someone inside 1265 Lombardi? No. It's my daughter Violet asking me about video games. So it's nice to hear Packers news out here in Colorado. Don't underestimate the Donkeys. They suck. Well, I mean, one tends to lead to the other, but I will say, I don't think anyone in Green Bay is taking them lightly. There's a lot of talent there. You know, any given Sunday, it's why they play the games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Insert your favorite cliche, but no week in the NFL is a bye week, unless maybe if you're playing the Dolphins. But even then. Do you think teams are asking refs to watch Kenny Clark on defensive holds, considering he's been caught in each of the first two games? Now, Stu, you say caught, but that first one, I didn't see it. The second one, I can kind of barely make it out. But yes, it's pretty clear that teams have alerted referees to something that Mike Pettine wants guys doing up front, and Kenny has been victimized by it. But I'll also say every team does it. And it's pretty sad that they got to single one guy out. Can you see Amos next to Martinez with Tremont playing deep on obvious passing downs? It's possible. They could drop Amos down. I mean, he's got in-the-box type qualities. We'll see, though. I'm not loving Tremont deep. I mean, last year he did a great job of making sure everything was in front of him. Unfortunately, it was 20 yards downfield from the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, if, you know, necessity breeds invention, maybe that's a possibility. But I think that would be not a last resort, but a bit of a panic move. Do you see us being run heavy against Denver this week? I don't know about run heavy, but I think they'll stick with the run. I thought they did a good job of that against Minnesota, much better than they did against Chicago, and I think they'll stick with it. I do think it'll be tough going. I think they've got a good defensive front. I don't think it's what it was, you know, years past. They've had a really dominant defensive front seven in Denver. I still think they're very talented, and I do think they're going to make life difficult for the Packers, but they have to stick with the running game. And if they can do that, which I think they will, that should open up the play action, and everything will flow off of that. But, yeah, I do think they'll be able to move the football, albeit in fits and spurts, and it won't always be pretty. Is it just me, or is this team more lovable than past teams? Mark, 2-0 helps. Winning always helps you, always helps endear you to a team. But I will say the vibe is great, right? Especially the Smith brothers. Thank you. The Smiths coming in. You got Jair chirping. You got Swagger. I love it, man. I'm all about it. It's great. And if that makes them more lovable, yeah, sure. Is it Elgton Jenkins' time to start at left guard? Duke, if Coach Aaron Nagler was in charge, yes. But Matt LaFleur sure sounds like he's going to let the competition go on for at least one more week. I would just insert Jenkins and get it over with. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned at the beginning of the stream here, I don't think Billy Turner's off the hook here. I could insert Jenkins on either side, but it's pretty clear they've made the competition on the left side, and it's easy to see why. They paid Turner a bunch of money. It's hard to imagine them pulling him, but Jenkins could step in for either one of those guys, really. That's my two cents. Boardmaster just throwing money around. Let's punch these like numbers. The lights feel almost as empty as the Vikings trophy case. Ooh, Porkmaster laying it down. Hit like, hit subscribe. Hey, we're almost to 11,000. Who would have thunk that? 11,000 subscribers on YouTube. Never in a million years would have imagined it. But yes, please hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Sitting here talking Packers with all you fine folks. Is Tremont going to return punts again? It's a possibility. LaFleur won't tip his hand. I think if Shepard's available and up, you know, and actually active, I think he's probably your man. But if he's down again, then, yeah, Tremont's probably the guy. 8,000-year-old Tremont Williams back there for punt returns. Timo, Jalen Ramsey? No. Shep, big breakout game. Martin, from your comment to the universe's ears. Woo, Batman, I haven't gotten asked this in a long time. How do you feel about the Packers' Super Bowl chances? A lot better than I did 2 weeks ago. It's amazing what starting 2-0, taking control of the division will do for a guy. But ultimately, do I feel great about them? No. But can anything happen? Sure. A lot of ballgame left. Who plays the jet sweep now that Davis is gone? A bunch of people, probably. They utilized all sorts of guys during camp. I think Shepard would be a possibility. Kumaro, they utilized Allison on it. It's not necessarily always going to be the fastest guy, but any one of those guys could do that action, so to speak. Adams, too. They've used Adams there as well. Gary belongs on the field. Trade Fackrell. I get the frustration. I really do. I'm not ready to boot Fackrell out. I think there is value there, but I'm with you, man. It's frustrating watching Fackrell down in and down out, knowing that the 12th overall pick in the draft is sitting on the sideline for the majority of the game. I am not loving it, but we'll see. All right, everybody, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much. I'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you check out last night's Packer Transplants. Corey and I were back with all of our whatever we do there at Packer Transplants, getting you ready for two games in 1 week. Crazy. Thursday night games are nuts. I fly out to Green Bay on Saturday. So tomorrow I'll do one last chat before I leave. And then I'll be live in Green Bay next time you talk to me after that. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.